Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello. Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting, Kristen.
We're podcasting.
We did it.
We did it. And this has been a banger of a week. Everybody's going back to school. Jenny's a little under the weather. My daughter has been sick. She has rhinovirus, but there's also these other strains of viruses. And she's got one. And this kid, she wakes up and my kids show they're sick through their skin. Like, I can tell when Finn and Eleanor don't feel well by their skin. And let me tell you, they're real very, very, very white. So if they go any more white, I'm like, what do you got on your skin there? Do we baby powder? Like,
I know where they get it, Kristen, because the other night you looked beautiful, yeah. But I was like, Kristen's skin's a different color than normal. Mm-hmm. I bet she's getting sick, but
I had no time. I had one day down where both Eleanor and I were sick, but this little girl has been sick for like 6 days, and I just want her to turn the corner. I'm hoping today is the day. So
it's
once
insane.
We're done here, I'll be cuddling her. And yeah. So today's podcast is a little bit of an escape.
Yeah.
And I'm going to enjoy this journey.
Hopefully it's an escape for you. You can check out all of this beauty on the YouTube. You can watch it, or you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate, review, and subscribe. It matters.
That's
we read
right.
them, and we love them as long as they're good. And if you have a bad review, maybe DM us that. If we're announcing some new shows you might have heard. So go to imomsohard.com and get your tickets. Please come. It's such a good time, ladies.
That's right. September 22nd, we're going to be in Oxnard, and September 27th, we're going to be at Flappers. And what's fun about these shows, first of all, there are only Southern California dates. And what's fun about these shows is because they're both clubs, Jen and I try out new material that will then put into the show that's coming out that we're going on the road for this year. And there will be some fun announcements about next year. So I just think this is like going to be a surprise show that you're going to really enjoy. So go to imomsohard.com for tickets. There's not very many seats.
It's a small venue.
Yeah.
What is also fun about that is we like interact with the audience a lot more because you're right there. And then I know this is true for Flappers, and I don't know if it's true for the Oxnard show, but afterwards at Flappers, we've gotten to hang out with the ladies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take some pictures.
We just go sit at the bar. Somebody was like, is there going to be a meet and greet? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm certain there's a bar attached. So high probability you'll see us in there because I'm not going home.
No, we're not. I remember the last time that we did it. They did have like a thing up where you could take pictures. And so
yeah, and it's super fun.
We're holding multiple cocktails while we're doing the pictures because in the bar. So it's really fun.
I need to be out.
Yeah.
I need to be out. But speaking of out, that sounded like I was going to tell everybody I was a lesbian.
And everybody's not, but like, I am wearing, no, we know, Kristen.
Yeah, that's but weird. I am wearing a muscle shirt. But I'm very excited for what we're going to talk about today because we haven't been able to do it. But I'm going to tell you about my trip to Ireland.
Everybody's been asking. They need a little, like, they need to live this vacation vicariously through you.
And I have a lot of things to say. And there were so many times when I was there that it was hard, that it was expensive at times, but only one time. And I'll talk about that. But overall, as I was walking down these streets in these different little towns in Ireland, I was like, I am so happy that we are here. I am so happy that like we saved and saved and made it so that we could go. And every time I travel, I come back as a better human. And that's the God's honest truth. And everybody says it. Like, I think Mark Twain says something like, when we travel, we unlearn prejudice. I just butchered that. But you really do. It opens your mind, opens your heart. You feel a different kind of sense of connection to people, because if they say they've been there, you want to talk about it. If they are from there, you want to talk about it. Like, it's just another way to relate to people.
I do think that the thing about traveling is, especially when you go to another country, it is next level if they speak a different language. But there's this reset that happens because you only get to worry about like survival and experience and fun. Like, you're really not worried about like, did I pay the cable bill? You're like, I don't give a shit, because now I have to find the train that gets us back to our hotel. Like, it's
Ain't that the truth?
You're just focused on the vacation at hand, you know?
You're adventuring, which is really fun. So this was a big deal for us. We have, as a family, traveled to Costa Rica, which is our first like international trip, and it was with Jen and her family and another family, and it was super fun. But here's what I'll say is probably, especially for me, the most discouraging thing about planning a trip anywhere is the cost of the flight and the hours of the flight. And because we're in the US, to go to Europe, especially because we're in California, to go to Europe, you're looking at like a 12-hour, 8-hour flight. And if you're us and you got it on miles, you ain't going direct. So it was to take off
through Salt Lake City, and then we're going to stop in Cincinnati, and then we're going to fly out of New York.
It was weird that we started in Mexico.
We're going to drive to Fresno, which is about 4 hours, and we're going to hop an hour, just one of those little jumps over into Idaho. And then,
if it would have been miles, we would have done it. We literally did have to fly to Dallas.
Yes.
Oh, and then fly Dallas to Dublin. I'm like, it makes no sense. But we paid for all 4 tickets on miles. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a savings. We have to do it this way. So we stayed 4 nights of our trip on miles in Ireland, because you can use your miles for hotels.
My God, perfect.
So that alone, as a mom and as somebody that's budgetarily conscious, I was like, now we can put some of that towards fun, and I can loosen my butthole a little bit. You know what I mean? So we fly from LAX to Dallas, and my son, we're very similar. He's like, I don't know if I've emotionally prepared for the hours in the flight. I go, pre-gaming anxiety. I said, Finn, look, buddy, time will pass no matter what. We have a lot of gadgets and gizmos and lots of things that we're going to, but time will pass and we will get there.
You're not going to raw dog this flight, son. No, I know that's trendy. You've seen it on YouTube, but we're not trying that on this one, because mommy and daddy will get divorced. I will have you thrown into like a air marshal.
And I'm just going to say this about my son, and I don't know if anybody else's kids are like this, but I got one that is like this. And also, I am like this. If my son is doing the thing he wants to do, he is delightful. He is charming and fun, and everybody's having a better time because he's doing exactly what he wants. But if he is not doing exactly what he wants, he makes it hell for everyone else.
No poker face.
No poker face. No niceties, no pleasantries, no effort in the direction of calming everyone down. It's more like, how can I ask for a thing that's going to antagonize my mother right now? Like, hey, do you have any other headphones? And the thing I said 30 times before we left for the flight is, bring 3 different kinds of headphones. And here's why. And I was super calm. And then he's asking me, and I'm finally tucked into my seat. But
oh God.
Okay. So my son, but I'm like,
I will say, just for the listeners, I fly with this woman a lot, and I tell you what it's like if we should be getting on that plane and we're standing in line and they have not called us to get on that plane. this woman is calling audibles like, what's going on? Is there a problem with the play? I don't understand. They said we're boarding. We're not boarding. Who? She's turning to people going, who'd they call? What's your boarding group? What? Do we miss? Why do they get to go?
When we're group one and there's a bunch of group twoers and they're crowding the plate.
He's the pilot, Kristen. You got to let the flight crew on or we're not going anywhere. So I get it. I get what flying with Finn is like. I understand that. I get it. Get it. Ma'am, you can only bring on two bags. Oh, you want me to prove I can put the bag into this bag? Okay, I'll do it. All right, whatever. There, I did it. Happy? Okay. Scan this, bitch. Oh, Kristen is laughing with no sound coming out because she knows it's true.
I'm uncomfortable. But my role is different as the mother and the like leader of this vacation. I'm like, if they see, also it's vacation. When we're going, it's work. Even though it's super fun, it's the best case scenario. Like most of my anxiety is like, if we don't get on this plane, we don't do our show. We're like gonna let so many people down. So I am so like amped. But on this, I was like, look, this is vacation. We're gonna take it as it comes, right?
So you were like, I know I'm gonna have Findaling to deal with this, so I cannot.
Meanwhile, little Eleanor, she's just like, she doesn't, you know, she's easygoing, man. She's
hugging the flight attendants.
Yeah, she like rolls in and her little ears kind of hurt, but she doesn't say anything. And Finn's like, I don't even like this kind of Skittle. And I'm like, just eat it. And I'm like,
these are the wrong size. I didn't want Skittle Littles. What is this crap? And you've paid $11 for that pack of Skittles.
I'm like, you're going to eat those goddamn Skittles. So we're on the plane and the Sweeneys are a strong group. My husband is 240. Like we're all getting above 5'4". Like everybody's getting tall. And, you know, all of a sudden they have us in all four seats in coach that are like, it basically says you're flying on miles. That's the seats we got. Like literally, I was surprised that they just weren't like crates underneath our butts.
You're like, how is there a row MM? Are we on the back wing? We're on the tail wing right now.
So I'm like, hello, everybody. Welcome to luxury travel. And Eleanor's like, this looks different than the flights you take, Mom. And I'm like, you're right. It certainly is. So let's just get in on each other's laps and call it a day. So we get in. It's four seats across. And the next 8 hours are pretty brutal because we are flying through the night. We've never done a red eye before. But we're in the upside down because when we arrive in Dublin, who knows what time it is? It's like 9 a.m., which is like 4 a.m., which is like
Thursday. You don't
We don't know if it's Wednesday. Yeah. We're all confused. So pretty long flight, although this is a funny thing that I discovered. I'm like, Eleanor, Finn's being difficult, like squirming and not having an easy time of it. And I look over and Eleanor's just so happy. And I look at her and she's got her screensaver is Glenn Powell. And it's just like 32 pictures of Glenn Powell. And I was like, see, she knows what to do to like calm herself. But my son is like,
are both your children?
These seats are really coming in on me.
I really wish for my own enjoyment, not for yours or any other, but I wish it was you guys were in the center five and that there was one person dead in the middle of you guys. And so you guys are like, Pat, pass him these cheese and peanut butter crackers, please. Tell Colin, cocktails.
We were on one flight like that where my son had the Pringles and I wanted the Pringles. And I go, and there was a guy next to my left and he just was a real like sour, wet fart. And he was I go, hey, Finn, buddy, can you pass the Pringles? And Finn was ignoring me on purpose. I go, pass the Pringles. And he's like, I want the Pringles. I go, I have not had any Pringles yet and I want some damn Pringles. So then Finn like brings out the Pringles and kind of goes, gives a face like, why do you have to have these? You bought the wrong Skittles. So then the guy grabs the Pringles from Finn and just passes them over to me.
Thank God.
He was such a wet fart. Anyway, not my son. He's not far behind, but this guy was a real pain in the ass. Anyway, okay, we're not even in Ireland yet.
Okay.
We land in Ireland. You'll love this. I'm like, okay, we're tired. But in order to beat jet lag. We have to stay up, like all the books. And it's important because you want to get on their time as much as you can so you enjoy your days. If you fall into jet lag, which means if you try to sleep it off, you're going to be counter. You're going to be up during the night and you won't catch up. And then you'll feel sick when you get home. So it is really important on that first day to just barrel through as much as you can, stay up to 8 p.m. and then go to sleep with everybody else. So it kind of means you're staying up for 24 hours. It's brutal.
Yeah.
So it's brutal. Let me asterisk that. It's brutal for anyone over 30. It's not brutal for anyone in middle school.
Because their adrenaline kicks in. They're fine. They double down. I remember those days.
Yeah,
I was that way till I was probably 26, 27.
Nope.
I was,
nope. Yeah.
No, they Kristen were... gets tired, you guys.
Yeah, I get tired.
One eye turns just straight in. And the other one, the lid goes just halfway. Her jaw stops working.
I sound like that dumb cat, the cat clock that like moves. This.
Oh my God. Except you're not moving that fast. She's
no,
like,
I'm shut down.
What? I kind of,
I'm really fun. And then it's like a garage door. And then I'm like out.
She's asleep while she's talking to you.
Yeah.
And
but
so,
then
yeah.
I'm like, can I go? Can I go now? Was I nice enough to everybody? Can I go? so we get to Dublin and we go to the desk to get our rental car. Already I love it because the airport is really calm. And we go up to the counter and this guy, super nice Irish guy, is there to help. And all of a sudden I look next to me and there's a bro wearing a Lane Huskers jacket, and I think I'm hallucinating.
My God.
And I'm like, are you from Lincoln? And he's like, yeah, I'm from Lincoln. My wife and I are here vacationing. And I look back and she goes, are you Kristen from My Mom's Barn?
Hey, no way, Kristen.
I took a picture. It's hilarious. So then I'm like, I would love to stay and chat, but I've got my husband's about to fall over and we've got two kids that have energy. So that will not do. So we get this little car and the guy is so funny behind the counter. He's like, I'm going to tell you, this is a gorgeous car. It's a gorgeous car. And I'm like,
what we've got here is a Kia.
Yeah.
It's a top quality made vehicle. That's going to fit all.
Also small. So we have four bags that we're trying to put into this car.
And Europeans, yes, they like a small car.
They like a small car. And so do I. So
please tell me Eleanor drove. Oh,
no,
God. Okay.
I drive. I have not had sleep yet. And I keep telling myself, left side, left side, left side,
oh my God.
Left side. And I have to go through, you know what Ireland loves? A freaking roundabout.
Oh, geez.
It's literally in the backwards. So I'm roundabouting.
Thank God, though, you got that left eye that still works when you're tired, though, because your right one's, it's just for show. It's not
it
doing
anything.
It actually
worked out great. Okay. I think my exhaustion kicked my adrenaline in, so I had one job to do. I didn't talk. I told everybody just to be quiet. Let me just get to the hotel. We parked and I was like, I'm not doing that again. Actually, I did drive the next day, but I white knuckled it and I was a bitch to everybody. So then I was like, Colin, you got to drive. I'm just too wound up. The stress.
Yeah, so I can't.
We get to the hotel and I go, guys, we got to put down the bags and we got to go for a walk. So we did. And it was awesome. And in my head, I was like, at some point I'm going to give the kids some independence, but I don't know Dublin. Let's take a beat. Nope. We go to a literal city park within 2 minutes. And I go, don't you think we could just leave him in the park and go get a pint? And Colin's like, yep. And I said, I gave Finn made sure his phone worked. We got him an international plan. I was like, take care of your sister. Don't talk to anybody weird. We're going to be across the street at the pub.
Just so you know, everybody's going to be charming. They're going to, so don't fall
for it. Don't be the kid that's like the only like rowdy one that brings any negative attention. You're representing America. Let's be cool, you know?
Take off the Houston Astros shirt.
No, the whole time.
I know.
Except
that the guy that had the Lincoln, had the Huskers shirt on when you got there. It's like...
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online, or in Columbus at Polaris.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's our people.
We're logo America.
People. Yeah. We're logo people. So we get to Dublin, and I wanted to say that, okay, because if you're planning a trip, I know that everybody's looking for actual like hotel names. The Morrison Hotel is where we stayed. It's part of our points or whatever, like our Bonvoy points or Marriott points or Hilton points. They do that.
Show respect. She's Bonvoy, you guys.
I'm Bonvoy. But this one, I think the Morrison, I can't remember what point system it is. We did get it on our American Airlines points.
Nice.
And you know, when you're in Europe, you one room only has two beds. So it can get a little pricey. So I really liked the Morrison. I thought it's a hop skip over the water to the little area that everybody talks about, which is like Temple Bar, which is like, you know, the Irish, like, it's
Mardi
Gras down
there. Oh my God,
is it
that place where it's like decorated up the sides of the outside? Oh God, it's so dreamy.
And it is dreamy. It is dreamy. We got down there and I was like, love it. Glad I saw it. Took some pictures. And then we left and we walked over to a different neighborhood. And it was the first day that Ireland had sunshine in months. So when I tell you the people were out, the people were out, and it was so awesome. And that's what they talk about when they talk about pub culture. I thought I knew what it was. I was like, oh, everybody just likes to go out and get a pint. And I kind of thought in my head that it was going to be one way, but it's so different. It's not people getting hammered.
They're just restaurants.
They're
right?
They're pubs. They're pure pubs, and you can get pub food, but really you're sitting in these like old ass, beautiful, have been around forever, wood.
Oh my God, I love it.
Bars that are packed with people. They're all having a pint. They're having a chat. Nobody's on their phones. It's Ireland. It's known for the gift of the gab. They talk about the weather. Nobody's a stranger. So I'll give you an example. We went into this pub. This is actually funny. And the Guinness is just to die for, right? But I didn't
Why is it different though? Do you know? You have
bitter.
A theory?
Yeah. Oh. The pint, first of all, if you're going to.
It's like sweet, right?
It's a little bit sweet. It's still got like a mocha-y flavor to it. But in Ireland, everybody drinks Guinness. So the lines stay really clean. And in the States, everybody drinks different beer. So the lines get really skunky. And also during transport, which the Irish will tell you, in transport, Guinness starts to taste different. So Guinness, oh my God. And the head on it is just thick. I know. That's going to be a joke.
Yep. May I quote you? They drink it warm or they drink it room temperature. Room temperature.
Well,
okay.
I guess it's a little chilled. But it's just so damn delicious. And like, it's just the most. So when I get there, I love drinking half and halves, which is Harp, which is an Irish beer, and Guinness. Oh my God. I go, Colin, we're first beer that we ordered. I go, can you order me a Harp? And Colin, big Irish, goes, hi, can I get a Guinness and a Harp and a half and half? And the bartender goes, what the fuck is that? And he goes, oh, it's a half Guinness, half Harp. And he goes, I'm not fucking doing that. And so I go, no, just get it.
Yeah.
So then I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God. And so we sat there, had a chat, and these two nice blokes at the bar were just having a chat. And I found a pair of sunglasses. And I said, excuse me, do you mind if I just put these on the bar? Because I think somebody left them. And he goes, I think I know who it was. And he ran out the bar to find the lady that left her glasses.
God
and
bless.
I was like, you know, so then the bar gets too packed.
He followed her out. I love him.
It's just, that's what it is. It's streets that are packed with people, but there's no reason. It's just people like to be outside when the weather is nice.
Is it little neighborhoods inside like a big city, or is it like the big city is like just friendly?
The city is, the country is friendly, I think.
Okay.
The Dublin is its big city. So it's definitely got that vibe on some of the city streets or like moving traffic. And, but these areas are all like old areas that have all these pubs that are just side by side by side. And then there's this, you know, a shop and you're walking down, there's people singing outside, and then the pubs get too full and they're like, you can go on the street and drink a pub. And I think the police, the guard, you know, they're just making sure that you're not a drunk fool, but literally everybody's just
a soccer hooligan.
Yeah. Oh my God. And they had some weird soccer game going on and the Olympics. It was so fun. And in these pubs, you're going to love this. I didn't understand what this was. In some of these super old pubs, you're sitting there, right? You're at the bar. And then next to you is a, it looks like a divider, and it's just about 2 feet back. So like you can lean back and look around it, but I'm like, what? This is weird. I can't see the guy sitting next to me at the bar. And Colin told me those were so back in the day that men and women were not in the same area. It would divide the men and the women in the pub.
Ooh.
And I was like, boy, that really worked for many mingling, because if only the Irish didn't have a ton of children. Like, well, I don't know how to tell you.
Those Catholics didn't really tried to like put a big stamp on the, yeah, because that's why they do that, like Irish, that dancing, you know, where you don't move your top, so that like if somebody looked in the, because dancing wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
So if you looked in the bar, it doesn't look like they're dancing, but from the feet, waist down, they're tap dancing it up, man.
It's a lot of movement. And I think that, the Irish got to give it to them. They're all like, they're a happy, horny bunch.
I love those old places.
Yes.
Because like, I think you and I both do. They are familiar, like it's like familiar for today, but then it's also, it's been around for 100 years, and there is such comfort to me in that, like, there's kind of nothing new under the sun. So that every problem that you've had or every like situation you've been in, people have been walking into this bar complaining about the same shit for 300 years.
Yeah.
It's like technology's different, but like life, it just always reminds me that like life just keeps going.
Yeah.
Like
I feel the same way. And here's a weird, you like woo-woo crap, so I'm just going to say it. But when I walk the streets of old places, and especially where I'm new, and or we go into like an old pub that's been there forever, I feel like there are like holograms next to me of like the people that were there before.
Yes.
And it's like you're rubbing elbows with different times in history. And it just feels like I put my hands on like the divider, and I'm like, I bet there was a woman here 50 years ago, 100
totally.
Years, 200 years ago. Like there's so many things that connect us, and it just like my whole body feels like I'm very planted in the ground. Like I feel, and there's no other place. Like, I mean, Scotland, Ireland, all of the places that have the castles and the limestone and the green against the grays. It's like, it just, it wakens something inside of you that feels incredibly familiar. And
yeah,
it's just, it's incredible. So anyway, I digress. We go to Dublin. Next day, we got to go get up and go to Cork. It's 3 hours away. I'm thinking, what's hard about that? Let me explain to you what the Irish do with their streets. God
make
bless them.
Very
there's
narrow?
No A to B. It is. It is like drop a piece of spaghetti, and that is their highway system. It
oh,
is
man.
Loops and corners and tight. I am not kidding you. So of course everybody got car sick.
Is it hilly or like
it
why?
Is hilly. Depends on where you are, but it's not hilly. It's yes, it's hilly, but they do it really well. It's also crazy because there are like guardrails of green. So sometimes you're in the open, and then sometimes you're like, literally, it looks like you're like driving down a green tube. And then there's a tractor that comes out of nowhere, and somehow magically we all pass each other. And
yeah,
I was like in the back, like, how many Xanax am I allowed? The kids were fine, and I was holding the back of Eleanor's headrest, like white knuckling in the back seat. So God, thank God my husband drove. But we did go, here's what I would recommend. We went from Dublin. I think we did this right. We took a circle. We went from Dublin. So we were trying to go to the southern part. So we went to Cork, which is on the way. But in between Dublin and Cork, there's a town called Kilkenny, which has a castle and it's a medieval city. And Jen, you would freak.
This really?
Place is so old. It is so beautiful. I got so caught up, I didn't take as many pictures as I wish I would have. But we went to a castle and they have this lawn where
castles. It's, I need a castle.
It's awesome. So we got to take this tour. It wasn't expensive. Took the castle tour. There's a lawn that for as long as your eye can see.
Yes.
And my son ran it. I go, hey, Greyhound, get out there and run that sucker so you're easier. So literally so beautiful and so green. We had the best day. And then by the time we got to Cork, which is where Colin's potential kin is, we were so tired that we just stayed in our lovely hotel and ate a meal and then got up and left the next day. We really didn't explore Cork because we were like, we should just be able to call our shot and not kill ourselves trying. So if I were to go back, I'd go to Kinsale and I would explore more of Cork, but we just didn't have the time, you know?
Yeah.
It was a tight turnaround.
But that's where his people are from, right?
Yes. It's supposed to be his lineage is from there. But funny, I mean, it's the Sweeneys. They don't stay in one spot. They're kind of all over.
They're all over the continent impregnating women in their Mini Coopers. And then there's just a brood of them everywhere.
If it's not a Mini Cooper, it's probably some horse-drawn carriage or some, you know, I don't know, sea fallen boat. I don't know.
A fishing ship
expedition.
Yeah.
So we leave. So at this point, we do Kilkenny. We do, and then we go to Cork, and then
I know the name Kilkenny? Is that a TV?
It's
show?
Very famous.
Oh, okay. All
it's right. very famous. So we went to. I want to talk about this. Was Jen knows this was my favorite. Dingle, which was so I know it's the funniest name. My kids also
Dingle
giggle at it. Do you want to know what a seventh grader I am, Jen? We were walking through the castle in Kilkenny, and there is a picture. I took a video of it, but I couldn't get it to focus very much before I got in trouble. And there is a brunette woman in one picture, and there's a blonde woman in another picture, and they each have one left boob out, right?
What?
And I'm taking a video, and I'm laughing because I'm like, in the video, you can hear me go, hey, it looks like Kristen and Jen have found their place. And then my son walks up and he's like, Mom, those ladies have their boob out. And my husband's like, Finn, just knock it off. It's art. Like, why are you making fun of it? And I was like, I just made a bit out of it. I'm me and my eighth grade son are.
Yeah. If I mom so hard, we're 17th century wet nurses. That's what they look like.
I guess that's what it must have been. I don't know. They were leading with what God gave them. They weren't unattractive.
Let me ask a question about Dingle. I heard they're very famous for their berries. You
need to stop.
Okay.
How dare
I'm just
you.
Wondering if you've tried any of the delicious berries from Dingle.
You're funny. It's a small town with a million new people in it every year because there's a million people that come in for tourism that visit Dingle, and there's 2,000 people that live there. So it's literally the two things that I love. It's a small town with new people.
And so what do they come there for? Like, what are the draws?
Oh my gosh.
Like,
okay, I'm going to tell you. Again, the pub culture, it's famous there. Like, it's also famous for the pubs that are half hardware stores and half pubs. So you can
shut
go in and like,
up.
It's hilarious, Jen. And like these bros are like singing a song with like, there's like three 16-year-old dudes at 2 p.m. singing with their guitars, you know, just cuter than all get out. Eleanor was like, hello. And on the other side, you can buy, you know, a washer for whatever thing you're fixing. It just kills me. And then in the next pub over is this woman that's leading everybody in like couples dancing, and she's like, now grab your partner, and like that's a terrible Irish accent, but they're it's so. And then the next one is there's music in the streets, there's music in the pubs, it's charming and sweet. And it's small enough that like we felt totally fine with the kids like walking about. And in the middle of this little town is this beautiful cathedral. And they were having what's called a soul session. So these three bros on like guitars were just,
oh my God,
singing like James Taylor.
Kristen ovulated. She was like, I didn't know these eggs were still cooking, man.
Hey, man, I'm in iron. I'm like, hey, let's, okay, guys, we're going to kick her back up. Engines are a go. Boosters are ready. Then you've got the Dingle Pub. They also have Dingle Gin, which is really popular. And it's very floral and delicious.
Gin.
Oh, okay. They have Dingle Crystal, which is literally, I didn't let any of my family members go in there because I'm like, we can't we can't even pay for a votive. So
no.
Like just handmade crystal from generations of people, and they're all so nice. The people are so nice.
I'm going to throw it out there. There's no Dingle Crystal / bar, though, right? There's probably
right
not
next
that.
To it. Right next to it.
Oh, man, the confidence. I got to say, this is what I mean about there's nothing new under the sun. So, like, we would jokingly say, like, now and today in the United States, like, a great idea would be if Home Depot had a bar in it, right? The same way we're like, why isn't there like a wine tasting flight at Target? You know, 200 years ago, Irish already realized that this was a thing and they just started doing it.
That's like what pub culture is. They're like, how do we, okay, we're obviously, there are plenty of drunk Irishmen, right? Like there's plenty of people getting drunk. But what I saw that pub culture was, is that it's like a very welcoming environment where there is food and pub. And if you need to buy a screwdriver, you can, not a drink, but the actual thing. And also there's music and there's families. And it's like, everybody's doing it. It's like, but you know, I think there's some like unwritten rules. Like you don't have your kid in the pub past a certain time at night.
Sure.
That makes perfect sense. And they're super, super strict on DUIs. So again, I just think like, there is this acknowledgement that this is part of our lives. At no point did I see anybody in the pubs like doing shots of Purple Hooter. You know what I mean? And also Guinness is so thick and rich. And like, that's what the majority of people are drinking, that it feels like nobody's getting just shit faced. I should say at least what we saw, because we were out only until like 10 and we were there when it was the first sun of the season. So everybody was out and having fun. We went to the beach. And it was the first day that you could go to the beach because it had been so cold up until we got there. And Eleanor goes, Mom, I don't think that lady should wear white pants to the beach. And I go, I don't think those are white pants. I think those are her legs.
They're her. Oh, wow.
And when I tell you they have like SPF 1004, that is not an exaggeration, because most of the time the weather's overcast and sort of gray. And we just happened to be there in sunshine, which was literally anything anybody could talk about. You want to know what's nice to talk about? The damn weather. You know why? Because it's like neutral. It's neutral.
It's not politics.
It's not politics.
There's no fighting over it.
No fighting over it. It's just the most, I'll talk about it all damn day. So then in Dingle, we decided, so the one expensive thing that we didn't account for is that golf is very expensive. And it's the golf courses are very fancy. They're like bucket list. Like golfing in Ireland is like bucket list stuff. Like rich businessmen go golf in Ireland. I thought there'd be a public course because my husband and Finn both love to golf. You got to golf. Eleanor and I will go do falconry, Milltown House falconry. And I think it was like $50, which for an event that lasts like 4 hours, where you get a pet, a freaking falcon, you get a hold a falcon. You put on a leather glove and they like sit there, and it's literally that falcon's just deciding not to murder you.
They do. Cause I remember when we were in Scotland, my nephew did falconry.
It's and so cool.
I was like, birds freak me out a little bit, especially like huge ones.
Yeah.
And I remember the guy saying like, this was in Scotland, but I'll do an Irish accent. Cause that's, he was like, that bird is 300 to 400 pounds of pressure per square inch. So if it decides that it wants to pulverize your shoulder, it just will
it
do
sure
so.
It sure will.
Yeah.
We had our guy was exactly like that. He was so dark. My falconry was so cool. And they brought this owl out that I was like, again, this guy's just has had a snack and is deciding not to kill us. And at one point he's like, you know, we had to deal with him at one point because he kept killing everybody's cat. And
terrible.
And then, you know what he said? He's like, these birds are smart. They don't swoop down and pick something up. They knock it off the cliff. So a lamb will fall down off the cliff, dies, and then they can eat it. And I'm thinking to myself, some of those sheep are big. So that just means it could knock me off a cliff. Like now in my head, I'm like, and then he's like, okay, this next one's named George and he's going to sit on your shoulder. And I'm like, okay.
Why did I wear this fashionable sheepskin coat? It was so cool. I never had opportunity to wear it. Now I regret it. Why are we doing this next to a cliff? It doesn't make sense. This isn't safe.
The whole, all of Dingle is next to a cliff. And I'm like, this guy needs to stop talking. So we do falconry. It's so awesome. And then the nice thing about Dingle is there's plenty to do and see that doesn't cost a dime. You can go on the Sleighhead scenic drive where it's just all these cliffs and there's like the eye candy is nonstop. And it is the most green, beautiful, quilted, scenic. Like you can go outside and just look at the landscape and you're there for your brain goes for a good hour. Like it's that kind of magical to me. And it was that thing that made me love Dingle. And also, of course, it's a small town with a lot of new people. And there's a place called Murphy's Ice Cream.
Oh, come on.
Murphy's Ice Cream, where I don't know who does the hiring in that joint, but they're the most darling, outgoing 18 to 22-year-olds that are so into ice cream. And we went like 3 times a day. Eleanor found...
it's vacation.
There's Murphy's in Galway and in Dingle and in Dublin. So we hit all of them. I think
to be clear, there are probably 1 gazillion businesses called Murphy's, but if you go you're looking for Murphy's ice cream, okay?
If you know, you know.
Because there's definitely like a Murphy's chiropractic, Murphy's breaks, Murphy's law firm.
Yeah, there's absolutely right.
It's the Smiths of Ireland. We had a really similar experience, Kristen. It was just like falconry. In that it was so shocking because while Kristen was having this really wonderful, spiritual, life-changing vacation, I was with my in-laws in Connecticut and in Vermont. And I was like, oh, I just want a couple fun things for my kids to do that don't involve like going to the Apple store because grandpa lost his iPad again. So we went to this like little local farm in Vermont and it was wonderful. It was so wonderful to see. But there were these pigs there, and if you want to get brutal and kids to grow up real fast.
Is it breeding season? Oh, no.
It wasn't. Thank God it wasn't breeding season. But my kids are like, oh, my God, these pigs are they're so huge. They're so interesting. So, like, once you get into contact with them, they're like, these are real things. Like, you see these on TV and in videos and stuff like that. And she's like, well... we got to decide if we're going to slaughter that one or not because he's starting to get old. They get gamey. So you got to slaughter them when they're still an adolescent. And I'm like, can we not have this conversation in front of my adolescents?
Farm life is real life. Like,
travel is hard. It's stressful, especially when you're driving on the other side of the road. You're trying to be like.
And he's like trying to like drive with one hand. I'm like, we're not there yet.
Don't be cool. Let's not be cool.
And then I sound like a hound because I'm like, I don't think you should be driving with one hand. You're not like, we haven't been here. And he's like, I've got it. And I'm like, okay,
I would like 2 and 10, sir. Yeah. 2 and 10.
Thank you.
Or I don't know what the time difference is in Ireland, but I'd like you at 4 and 8, whatever that is. Just get there.
I don't know what 10 and 2 is here, but I'm going to mark it with some glow
tape.
I'd like
you at Wednesday and Saturday, sir. Be safe on that wheel.
So again, can't say enough about Dingle, but then our time in Dingle had to be done. And I actually did cry when I left. Aww. I was like, it's just such a magical place. And it was everything I wanted in an Irish experience because it's so calm and cute and quaint. And I kind of grew up in that kind of neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, but then we go to Galway. And what is that song? What's that? It's a Led Zeppelin song. It's like,
yeah. Diana?
Yeah, it's that.
Okay.
It's the, that's the theme song of Galway. It is the like Seattle rock and roll part of Ireland.
Wow.
Where it's medieval AF and it is, there's gray to it, like castles, and it's old, but it's also just filled with people. And it's like, there's, it's like got a, like a rockabilly vibe to it.
Oh man. And it's, I love that. I want to go there.
It's action packed. And let me just tell you, we get in there at 3 PM. Right. And I noticed there's a lot of very young people. And then I take a closer look and I'm like, there's a shit ton of young people. And you know, we had a hard time finding an Airbnb and we're a hotel in general. So we get into Galway and notice everybody looks real young. And then I notice a lot of girls are wearing like, you know, those like cheap dresses from Lulu's that we've all bought at a time or two when it's like, you got to go to something formal, but you don't want to pull the trigger. And it's kind of like crappy fabric.
Yes.
Literally zero lining. Like we barely ever get one that works. So I notice all these girls are like, anything that was romantic in Dingle goes right away out the window. And we're in Galway. Okay. We're in like.
And the girls are dressed a little like ready to party.
So I don't understand what's going on, but I remember that we had a hard time finding a hotel. And so we ended up finding this Airbnb, which you're always like, really, you know, you never know what you're getting with an Airbnb all the time. I've had 80% great success, but that 20% has left a burn.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you never know.
8% of the time you're getting a two-way with a camera behind it. You don't know.
And here's what I would say about the Airbnb that we had in Galway. How hard is it for you to get damn hair dryer that connects to your, like every Airbnb should have a freaking hair dryer.
It should be the law. Yes.
Because also their air plugs are different. So I didn't take one with me because every place up until this point had one.
I told you, I had them.
Ugh. I know, but I have the plug. I just didn't have the dryer because I only took one bag, which that's another story.
Oh yeah.
So at this point I've been wearing my clothes a bit. And in Ireland, this is another tip. You can't really do loads of laundry because their plugins, they don't have the same electrical charge that an American plugin does for a washer and a dryer. Do you know what I mean?
220? Yeah.
Right. So it's to be conservative. So you're doing one load of laundry a day. So at this point, I've got like one t-shirt left that doesn't smell bad. And we need to do laundry and we have done a load and that sucker has been washing for 3 hours and we're in Galway. And I'm like, there's no way in the time we're here, that's going to dry.
And I also, do they have a dryer there? Cause you can't hang that outside the balcony in Galway.
Everybody does, but you can't because it gets wet. So when you look in the windows, it's all hanging clothes. And I'm like, of course it is. So,
but isn't it so humid there that it's like never going to dry?
Exactly. I don't get it. I literally think you have to repeat wear your clothes a lot.
There's another reason there has to legally be a hair dryer in that place.
Thank you.
If you get in a pinch, you could hair dry a shirt.
I'm telling you. And I brought denim shorts. Okay.
What is that place? What is it? Ireland, the land of yeast infections?
I know.
How are those women supposed to get dry panties so that they don't like sit around and, you know,
I don't know.
Damp underwear.
I have lots to say about Galway. So this rock and roll place that we stay in, when I tell you, okay, so let me set the stage. We're walking our bags on this, I don't know how freaking old, but the oldest of old cobble street. And it's like, and the bags are like bouncing and I'm so tired and I've been fighting with Colin. And
he's
we're like,
rob Skittles again.
And we're getting in and we get into our Airbnb. It's a 5-story walk up and it only gets more narrow as it goes up. So I'm like, I'm huffing and puffing every time. By the fourth, I was good until number four. And then I was like, Jesus Christ, I've got to work out. So then we get in. Our Airbnb is like the top of an old ass medieval building. Colin, who is 6'3", there's only about 10 feet by 4 feet. That he can stand up.
Oh boy. And yeah, it's got a real low ceiling, huh?
When I tell you the shower was like the smallest shower you've ever seen, I go, he couldn't turn around. I think it looked like a see-through coffin. Like, I'm sure as he like turned around, his like junk was like running the side. You know what I mean? Like,
Hey, the price was right.
But I thought it was expensive. I was like, what kind of bullshit? And then it turns out not only are the Olympics going on, but Galway's Ireland.
Wait, they're not in them. They're not in Galway.
Ireland is no, but they're rooting for them. But I think that that's why everybody's in Galway. But it's because it's the Kentucky Derby of Ireland and it's in Galway. So it was packed with people. And the first night we were there, it was this thing, this tradition they have where the girls get in for free. So it was like prom age. Prom on steroids in Galway, just literally kids from, they looked like they were 2 years older than Finn. And they were all, the boys were all wearing these three-piece suits and the girls were wearing Lulu dresses.
Oh my God.
It was cute. No, it was cute for the first hour when I was like, isn't this cute? These guys are, and then all of a sudden I'm like, they're all really drunk and they've been here since 8 a.m. And so the girls are wearing their high heels with socks. They are holding bags and like smoking cigarettes
on
like
cobblestone.
And then we're behind a group of them.
You're really fulfilling a stereotype about,
I'm telling you,
Irish ladies here.
And then all of a sudden Finn's with me. He's like, Mom, they're all vaping. And I'm like, stop judging. We're walking to the hotel. And then all of a sudden this girl goes, oh God. And her friends grab her hair and she just barfs in the middle of the street. And I was like, okay, guys, this is Galway. Thank you very much. I found a tour that would take us to the Cliffs of Moher. When I tell you that you are looking at cliffs that are 1,000 feet high.
Oh, boy.
You have to drive to a place like that. Okay? So we go, and it's 5 seconds from the front of our Airbnb, because our Airbnb is in the middle of the frickin' most happening part of Galway, which is called the Latin Quarter.
Yeah.
So then we go to our tour bus. It's a double decker. We have the greatest bus driver. And already my kids are not feeling great.
Uh-oh.
So, but that's just the first part of it, Jenny. So we go and the bus driver's like, and I'll be bringing you around about 4:30. And Colin goes, it's 8 a.m. I go, yeah, it's a long tour. I wanted us to get a full experience of Galway. So we go on a double decker bus.
I didn't pack any sandwiches or anything.
I actually did because I had read and I knew, but
just failed to mention.
We get on the bus, and it was nice having a bus driver and a bus because I could relax about the driving.
Right.
So it's a good hour drive, and then they're like, okay, we're in Doolin, and so now we're going to be taking the Doolin ferry. And I'm like, oh, God.
Sounds like a boat.
It's a boat.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, Jen, it is all of a sudden people are calling it Irish winter. It is like the worst weather you've ever seen. I am trying to use my phone to take video just to have it, and I am blowing back and forth, and the kids are not having a good time.
Oh, boy.
And this is when they're like, now you have to get on a boat. So we go get on this ferry. And if you've ever watched those TikTok videos where the sea is really raging and it's like,
oh, are you talking about the North Sea? I watched those North relentlessly. Sea. Yeah, it's what I do instead of parent. Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
what we were taking on our ferry was the North Sea. It just happened to be the other sea.
We're going to take a brief restroom break here at this oil rig. So put on one of these gigantic vests and climb this ladder. Oh my God.
So we're on this ferry. We go to the Aran Islands, which is super cool. It's literally these islands off the coast of Ireland, off the coast of Galway, that have families on there. They speak Gaelic. They speak Irish first before they speak English. And these
That's
houses
cool.
look like all the normal houses, but the limestone walls that they built was because they didn't want to have to run that stone down to the ocean because they needed to farm it. So those assholes built freaking 4 foot high like fences that are made of limestone that have been around for 1,000 years that are so intricate. And this island makes your head spin because
wow.
it's like civilized yet so old.
They didn't ancient.
Have,
yeah.
They did not have electricity until 1993. One of the gals was a teacher. She was driving our bus. She's like, I'm a teacher here. My sister's a teacher here. And I go, what did you do when you had, what, like, She goes, we ran on generators. And if the storm was bad enough, we knew it would go dark. And then we would hear the Jeep drive by and we knew that that was Joe going to fix the generator. And I was like, good God, this place. But it was the best food we had was on that island, right?
Okay.
So we have the best seafood chowder and fish and chips. And there was a part of me that as we were eating that, I was like, oh, we got to take a boat back.
Oh, God, and chowder.
So I'm looking at that chowder and I'm looking at my kids. They're both not doing great. I'm looking at my husband. Never seen him so pale except when I delivered both babies. And then we get back on the boat and they're like, good news. The Cliffs of Moher, we can see him. The visibility is lifted. But it's going to be a rough boat ride. And we get on this boat. Jen.
Excuse me. We my kids Excuse aren't me. Good with a not rough boat ride. Can we just take it slow? Can we take it slow?
Nope. Captain's like, let's take this sucker up
the
to
the... The only way to get through it is to power
drive
down.
Through it. So Eleanor goes...
The faster we know, the better. Yeah,
the faster, the better. So we go... Finn or Colin and Eleanor go to the front of the boat. Finn is with me. He's fine. We're doing okay. And I'm looking at the Cliffs of Moher and I'm just in awe. These 1,000-foot cliffs. Yep. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, Elf Finn, look at these amazing cliffs. And then I look over and when I tell you he's gray and he's holding on for dear life onto a, like an outdoor like pole.
Aww.
And he's like, and then I hear, and Eleanor is just letting it rip in the front of the boat and everybody is walking to the back. But everybody is barfing. At this point, there's 30 people on the boat that are barfing. And Eleanor gets off the boat and she's got so much vomit in her hair that it's her hair looks like it has mousse in it.
Oh, God.
And she's like, I barfed so much, Mom. I barfed in my hair.
You're like, hold on. Let me get this clam out of your bangs. Why did I feed these kids chowder?
But the Cliffs of Moher. She's like, I don't care. I go, fair. So then I'm like, okay, guys.
That is parenting in a nutshell, where you're like, I am going to see this incredible thing that Earth built thousands of years ago that I'm going to get a chance to see once in this lifetime. That I have flown to Cheyenne, Wyoming and Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yep. 50 times to get these goddamn points so that I could come see this wonder, the seventh wonder of the world. And you're going to projectile barf chowder in your Patagonia jacket that I overpaid for. And you're going to ruin this experience for me.
I felt like I looked at the Cliffs of Moher and I was like, I'm going to take you in for 0.03 seconds. And then I'm going to go back to tending to these children. But for right now, I'm just going to be in awe of these cliffs.
Where was Dad, by the way?
Not doing great. Resented me for booking such a big tour. So then we go. So I'm like, okay, so do we go back home now? And the driver is like, no, we go to the top of the cliffs and you get to look out. And I'm like, oh God. So we get back on the bus. We go on the cliffs. We look at the cliffs. We go to the castle. We look out the castle. Then I go, Eleanor, do you want to go look? And she goes, no, I want to go to the gift shop. And I go, okay. So then we go to the gift shop. And then we are the first people back on the bus. And when I tell you, all three of those people were passed out within 4 minutes.
Aww.
Like two, like dead to their, poor little Eleanor's head was like, it was like a 90 degree angle back on the bus. And I actually thought the whole adventure was really funny. And we got home and we ordered a pizza from that place. We'd had 8 pizzas.
Yeah.
And we stayed in and watched a Netflix movie.
Listen, I'm going to let you pat yourself on the back, Mom, because even though that story had like a lot, you know, they barfed. Yeah. There's so much they're going to remember about that for the rest of their lives. And they're at the age where like, that's what kids remember is like travel with their families around age 10 is like when those strong memories happen. And they're going to remember getting this once in a lifetime chance to see this like this beautiful part of Earth and experience this. So as hard as it was, Kristen, it's everything. I'm so glad you got to see it. I'm so glad they got to see it. Like
we had such a wonderful time. We left Galway and it really worked out nicely to leave Galway. Go back to Dublin, finish up what we wanted to see in Dublin, which was the Book of Kells, which I did not know was a book. The kids didn't care. We went to Trinity College, which was super cool, which looks very Harry Potter. But the bummer was they were in the middle of cleaning all of the books. So there weren't very many books on the shelves. And I think my kids were just kind of like, can we just go to the park or can we go like walk around and listen to music? And I was like, okay, you guys have done a good job. So that in the roundabout was our awesome trip to Ireland.
That's amazing.
The Irish people were fantastic. The way they live is really kind. And here's one thing I'm going to, and I'll, we'll jump off on this.
They love kids too. They're so
like children,
friendly with kids,
love children. And also, they taught me that you can use more words to be pleasant. Like you can, they use a lot of words to say things like this woman. And it was totally fair for her to say it. It said like the restrooms were only for customers and she needed, I could tell it was part of her job to sort of tell me that. Cause I came in right to use the bathroom and she didn't see that we were buying other stuff. And she's like, if it's not a bother, we can only reserve the bathrooms for paying customers. And I hope that's okay. And I hope it's not too much of a trouble. And I was like, I totally understand. We're buying stuff right here. Would it be okay? Would you like me to use it after we purchase? And she goes, no, go right ahead. But it was the fact that you can say things in a nice way.
Yeah.
There was a girl that was like super annoyed that I didn't know my UK sizes to buy a pair of tennis shoes. And she was like, would it be a bother for you to go across the street to the other store? And I was like, not a bother at all.
And she told you to get the fuck out in the nicest way.
In the nicest way possible.
Wow.
And I was like,
you were like, okay, I'm going to get out.
You know, I've got a weird shoe size thing. And they weren't tolerating me there. I was like, you don't have any half sizes? And she's like, nope, I think you should go across the street. And then,
ma'am, I've told you that you're a 7.5. which is a 38 in European sizes. I don't care how long your toe is. We count that here in Ireland. So you better, do you mind going across the street where they might be more friendly to your weird toe thing? Okay, thank you. Oh my God, Kristen, did we just podcast though?
We podcasted. Happy Irish. I'll do a post and reel and post all these places.
And she's got all these great
pictures.
Thank you
to all the people that recommended places because I honestly dipped into that like world of resource over and over and over again. So thank you and happy Irish.
Now she's got to take me. Okay, bye.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.